Welcome back. It took you some time to wake up. I will admit that you had me worried. Sometimes it doesn't take. Sometimes they don't wake up. But you did. Welcome to your unlife. You're safe now. Don't try to move. You're weak. Your body is still adjusting. Darling, you are something completely new. You're not just dead. You're undead. Every part of you is different now. So take it easy. Just lie back and relax. I'm right here. I'm right here. And I won't let anything happen to you. I could never let anything happen to you. It is why I brought you across after all. To keep you safe. To protect you from your stalker. You're safe now. No one can hurt you now. No one can take you away now. It looks so beautiful. Stunning, in fact. You see, that is what the change does. It takes what you have and makes it better. And you were gorgeous. You were so, so vulnerable. You were constantly in danger. And you felt it, didn't you? Your stalker. The obsession, the infatuation. It haunted you. They found a way in. And oh, they used it. But that doesn't matter anymore. Because you're safe. As a vampire, no mere mortal can touch you. No mortal will harm you. You're safe now. You are right where I need you to be. I need you to be safe. Safe from distraction. Safe from being swayed. Safe from all those pretty little mortals. I saw the way they looked at you. Of course I did. You were sweet and tempting and ignorant. Ignorant of everything. Ignorant of their intentions. Ignorant of your effect on them. So much ignorance. Ignorance isn't attractive. Not ordinarily so. But you're special. You've always been special. From the moment I laid eyes on you, I knew it. I knew it. I wanted you there and then. I wanted your blood. To taste you, to feast on you, to devour you. And I almost did. That first night in that alley. It would have been so easy. It scares me now to think how easy it could have been to end your life, to feast on your blood. What a crime it would have been. A few moments' pleasure, then nothing, then the void. Because life without you is certainly a void. A night without moonlight, without starshine. Oh, darling. It could have been. It so easily could have been. But no, that was not our fate. As a vampire, I hunt, I stalk the night, I capture my prey, but you, oh, you captured me. You captured my attention, you captured my heart, you captured my need, a need. Oh. Need is everything to a vampire. Need, want, hunger. You have them all. I started to watch you, to haunt your footsteps. Stealthily at first. So quiet and creepy. I didn't want you to know I was there. Don't move. Oh, you are completely capable of moving, I assure you. But I told you not to. And you're my fledgling. So very recently turned. So very malleable to my will. That fades, of course, but right now. Right now, you're not going anywhere. I don't want you to. And I want you right here. Where was I? Oh, yes, watching you. I watched you from the shadows. I watched, and then I fell into a deep black hole of you, not love, nothing so fluffy and warm. Oh no, this was a black hole of want and need, hunger. I was ravenous. I needed more. Watching you from the shadows wasn't enough anymore. I needed interaction. So I schemed and I plotted. We met. And you were wary. A vampire. Of course you were wary. Because while you're ignorant, you're not stupid. The two aren't mutually exclusive. I wormed my way into your life without you realizing. I became a friend. an open ear to all your woes. And then, and it started. Your stalker. Little things at first. Coincidences easily explained away, but oh, the hair on the back of your neck. Standing on end. This creeping sense of unease. Apart from when you're with me, of course. With me, you didn't feel that. Of course you didn't. Because I wasn't there and the shadows creeping on you. I had to be subtle. I had to shift the sands you were walking on. I had to make you doubt every footstep. And all the while I was there, a friend, concerned, worried. And oh, you ran to me because you knew that I could keep you safe. A vampire. No mere human could ever make you feel as safe as I made you feel. Because I said all the right things. All those reassuring words. The offer to stay, if you like. Not pushing, not pressurizing, just an offer made out of pure concern. An offer made out of a need to have you here, because I need to have you here. And then I became less subtle, more overt, more threatening. And all your mortal agencies, they did nothing. The police are laughable, the FBI criminally negligent. You're private detective. Now he showed promise until he had a little accident. Only you knew it wasn't an accident. Writing your name with his intestines was a nice touch, don't you think? You were afraid. Ignorant, but not stupid. And then people started to disappear. Ex-girlfriends. I enjoyed that, I will admit. Friends. Strangers who wanted you. All those mortals. So disposable. And oh, you so twisted up. Fearful, unsure. Desperate. It was a risk. The offer. I could bring you across. No, that's a stupid idea. It's just... If you were a vampire, they couldn't hurt you. Do you know how many hours I spent practicing? I had to seem reluctant, but also confident. I had to sell it, but not be too enthusiastic. As soon as I said it, I saw it. I saw the idea hook in your eye. a fish on a line. Hook, line, and sinker. But oh, you had to think about it. And I didn't want to talk about it. It was a bad idea. You had to convince me. You had to do the running. You had to do the work. Because in doing so, I made you think it was your only option. A few corpses in your bed helped. I didn't enjoy scaring you. But I did enjoy removing every distraction. Every temptation, every pretty girl. I'm a little possessive, but it's all right now. You're all mine. Oh, sweetness, this is what I wanted. I wanted you safe. I wanted you here. And here you are. My fledgling. Your life as you knew it is gone. Our life. It begins. Oh, don't pout. I didn't break my promise. I never broke my word. I swore that once you were a vampire, the stalking would stop. And it has. Just not the way you fought. Oh, my little fledgling. I need you. I want you, and now. Now I have you, and oh, it's forever. It's for eternity. You're all mine. Are you hungry? You will be. I can wait. All I have to do is wait. Soon the hunger will be overwhelming and you will be out of your mind with need. And I have a special little treat for you. I didn't kill all of your ex-girlfriends because technically she wasn't an ex. Your girlfriend, well, your ex-girlfriend now, is in the other room. And she's scared. She is terrified, and that will make her blood so sweet. You're going to be the one to drain her. You're going to be the one who takes her life. My gift to you. Although it's not quite altruistic. It's all part of my plan. Because of course I have a plan. Because you're mine. Now and forever you are all mine.